This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Dan Piro. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Dan, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I'm the director of Digital Asset Archive with the National Hockey League. I oversee a team that's responsible for ingesting video, digitization projects, metadata application, metadata integrity, and we work alongside of the post-production team here, NHL Studios, to support their media needs and also the NHL Network, and work together, solve problems, and help them create compelling content.
Dan, how does a professional ice hockey league use digital asset management?
Primarily, we use it to send and receive media and to archive it. We have coming in from 30 arenas around the continent for every game, and you could have up to 15 in a night. You get three feeds of the game from the time they press record. I mean, you're talking 4 or 5 hours, which can add up to 250, 300 hours in a single night. So you have all that material coming in, and where you used to have to wait for tapes to come in by FedEx and that type of thing. Now we have all the previous night's games available for the start of the next workday. Our broadcast partners, our internal departments can use it. We get our photos coming in from photographers around the league, and just bringing all this material together and having it at our fingertips in a very short time frame allows us to, like I said earlier, just create compelling content, create it sooner, and get it out the door.
Dan, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
Well, the biggest challenge that I was tasked with when I came aboard here at the NHL a little over 2 years ago was to digitize all of the physical archives ahead of our centennial anniversary. So if there's any hockey fans listening, they would know that we've got the NHL 100 branding all over the league this year. And to prepare for that, we had a very short time frame to digitize 150,000 or so videotapes, 500,000 still images, slides, negatives, prints, over 1 million documents that our PR department had, and that's game sheets, which are the scorecards that the official scorer keeps in the arenas. That dates back to the second season, so we're talking as far back as 1918, and statistics records back to the very beginning of the league. And back then, they kept these huge ledgers throughout the season, and every goal was marked down, every assist was marked down in these huge ledgers, and we had to get all that content scanned and have it all ready to go so that we could celebrate the 100th anniversary of the league. So as you can imagine, just the logistics of moving all that physical material around from various locations to various vendors, that's a nightmare in and of itself. But we have a great team. Our archive manager is the most organized guy I think I've ever met in my life, and his system to track all the stuff and make sure we got everything back really saved the day for us. And then I had a team of 15 people working to ingest this content, QC it, verify that we're getting a file back for everything that went out the door. It was just a massive, massive undertaking, which at the same time that we were doing all this work, we were setting up a new DAM system. So with the new DAM, we're bringing all this content into the new DAM, trying to dig into all of our legacy databases from our videotape database to our scoring database and pull as much of the information that we can from there and map it to the data fields in the new DAM. So just a massive, massive project to get this thing stood up and ready to go and bring in future and current content at the same time. So it was a huge challenge, and I'm happy to say that from physical archive perspective, it was very successful. But, you know, going forward, there's always new challenges and new things to tackle when you set up a system like that. One of the other things that we had to deal with in bringing all this content in, this 500,000 images that we scanned, much of it had no data associated with it as far as who the players were, who the teams were that were pictured in these photos. So this team of 15 hockey experts, subject matter experts, came in and were able to look at these photos one by one. And when you might not be able to tell just by looking at something, who these players are. These guys did incredible research to, if a player was shown taking a shot and he's half turned and you could see that his jersey number ends with either a 3 or an 8 and his name ends with ER and it's a blue jersey, who is he? And what year is it? And, you know, judging from the equipment the guys were wearing, whether they're left-handed or right-handed, the advertisements on the boards in the background, all these things went into researching who these guys are and tagging them and giving those photos value. Because really, when you're setting up these systems, there's no point if you don't apply the proper metadata along with that. So that kind of all one project, but all these different spokes to the project were really the challenges that we faced and at the same time, some of the successes that we had.
And what advice would you like to share with dam professionals and people aspiring to become dam professionals?
You know, I think we talked about this a little bit a couple years ago when we did the podcast. And in the digital world that we're living in now, I think everybody's kind of a media manager. You know, I sort of equated it to managing an iTunes library back in the day. Mm-hmm. And now with your DVR and backing up your phone and having an iCloud and, you know, all of these things that are part of everyday life and becoming more and more ubiquitous are really just a small scale of what media managers do professionally. And you just have to scale that up to what the needs are of a multi-billion-dollar corporation. So in terms of advice, if you're organized with your personal media and you understand how to handle those practices, you can start to apply that at the entry level and then learn how larger companies do this type of thing. And, you know, I think the interesting thing that's happening in the dam industry is that people are now coming out of school having studied to do this kind of work, where historically, I think we, you know, people from the era when I got into it were people that were industry professionals and they fell into it. You know, whether you were running a tape library or you were a production manager and you fell into this asset management sort of world, now these people are coming up studying how to do it. And that's great. But I think that people that come in with that type of background are probably going to be very stuck in their ways a little bit. This is how I was taught it should be done. This is how we need to apply these procedures. And I would say that they should reach out to the many departments and people that they'll be interacting with and learn how they work, because in most cases, a dam is a supporting role, much like a supporting actor is trying to help the lead shine. That's kind of what we're doing. You know, we're finding ways to help the company shine and generate revenue off of what we're doing, but we're not necessarily the revenue generators. So I think you need to really kind of keep that in mind and understand that you're part of a larger team, and it's not just about the best way for you to manage assets, but the best way for the assets that you manage to serve the company that you work for. And finally, the one thing that I beat like a dead horse to all of the more entry-level people that I work with is network and don't burn bridges. Your network is what helps you succeed in the industry. That's how you get jobs. That's how you meet people. That's how you make the contacts for the jobs that you want. It's very important to have your LinkedIn account set up and have it up to date and make sure that you're constantly keeping in touch with all of the people that you've interacted with professionally. It's very easy today to contact people that you've worked with in the past without being a pain in their butt. You know, I remember when I was getting in, making phone calls to people that I'd run into, and they just don't have the time of day to take calls and do that type of thing. But when you can easily send a message that they can get back to you at their convenience, I mean, the current era is the easiest era to network ever, because you just have to search people and use that to your advantage. Networking is really the key factor that I've had in my success, I think.
Great. Well, thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdampodcast.com, where you'll find out another 190 other episodes like this. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.